New business. Discussion of special events by Mrs. Jackson.
Okay, Bonnie, I put this on here because I saw your email.
Yeah.
Where you said you were gonna put it on here. I didn't receive an official request from you.
No, you and I talked about this, so.
Well, I requested that what I asked to be put on here was the dog art festival that happened. And then when I saw the agenda, I said, what is this special event? So.
That's what it is.
My request would be for future agendas that we make it more specific. So that, like if a member, I didn't even know what it was, and I'm the one who asked to put it on the agenda. So if I don't know, the public's not gonna know what it is. But as to the substance of what I asked to be put on here, I just wanna remind everybody that we talked about this once before when I learned about this dog costume contest that the Doggy Door ran. And I brought to the Parks Department and the board's attention that it violated our animal ordinance because the Doggy Door used Garfield, closed it down, and then there were dogs all over Central Park. So not only were there dogs in Central Park, but which violates the ordinance, but then it violated a separate part of the ordinance that said any street adjacent to Central Park that is closed to traffic may not have dogs. So
well, that's not the current.
That is the current ordinance.
Is that the current ordinance?
Yes.
I thought that's the one we were going to propose.
No,
that's the current one.
Okay.
That's the current one. So we all talked about it, and then, you know, it was. My recollection was that the board was pretty unanimous that, you know, and Herb, you thanked me for bringing it to the board's attention. We shouldn't be violating our own code. We need to be consistent, and now. The Parks Department and the Code Enforcement Department have approved another event by the same business owner for the Dog Art Festival.
Let me interrupt you.
Sure.
Did Parks approve this? Is this a park event? That's, I guess, my first question is, I'm not trying to pass the buck, but mm-hmm. I want to deal with it correctly. But does the Dog Festival, or what's it called, John? I'm sorry.
It was the Doggy Art Festival.
Doggy mm-hmm. Art Festival get approved by Parks, or does it get approved by another department?
It gets approved by all departments.
All departments.
Right.
I thought we had discussed not allowing them to hold those functions anymore adjacent to Central Park.
And they didn't.
They did not. Yeah. Just for technical reasons, just to bring it up, Garfield was open and Park was open. They had it on Park Avenue north of Garfield at the camp, which technically is not
this
adjacent to the park.
Okay.
Okay. A little technicality here of the fact this is an interpretation that this board has made of that ordinance. That was never the intent of the ordinance.
Yeah.
It has moved forward to the city commission in the animal ordinance that you have
recommended.
Penned
recommended.
And recommended.
Which
and
is being read when?
They're
never
discussing as to when they want to read it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 28.
I am supposed to
that's today
make a presentation on the ordinance at some point in the future. It is on their 90-day schedule. It is part of that. I will make a part of the presentation as to this ordinance.
See, I got an email which indicated that they already had it on their schedule.
Well, it's on their 90-day schedule, but it hadn't been assigned to a specific commission meeting yet.
Okay.
It did come up at the work session several weeks ago. As to did they want to bring it forward, and they wanted me to bring it forward in the way of a presentation and an update as to what are the changes that are being proposed by the board, and then they will see if they want to bring it forward for action.
Did we decide that we don't have to do a public
that's what you decided?
We decided that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last meeting.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to check with the city manager to see if we really needed to do that.
Well,
he wanted us to. We defied him.
Yeah. Well,
I
very important.
Well, I think that will be one of the things that will be decided in the presentation as to what amount of public notice do you want? Do they
well,
want signs
not,
in the parks?
Doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
No,
today.
No,
right.
It doesn't. So,
right. The proposed changes don't have anything to do with what I'm talking about. We're talking about the existing animal ordinance. And I understand you personally have an interpretation, John, as to what it says. But if you read the literal language of the ordinance, it does say any street closed adjacent.
I can't argue with you on that.
Okay.
You are correct, but that was not the intent. That was not right. And that's not the way it's been administered for years.
I understand. So what are you recommending we do, Bonnie?
Well, here's the problem. We made it very clear as a board that, and John, you even said you warned the owner of the doggy door that if there were dogs in Central Park, you would not approve this event ever again. And
well, I cannot recommend anything but approval or disapproval as part of the group. Now, I don't know if
code enforcement stops
the permit process.
Well, I saw the emails from code enforcement to you. You were the central figure that everyone was looking to for approval with regard to the doggy costume contest. So my problem is, here we have a dog costume contest that was approved. We have dogs all over Central Park. It was a big problem. You said it was a problem. There was a lot of dog waste left. And
not really.
That's what you said. You said cleanup was a problem. That was the only
issue. In past events, I have had a call from a commissioner that there was dog leavings on the sidewalk.
It's a problem that the dogs go in the park.
And my concern is then we turn around a couple months later.
It's called dog poop.
And John, your department has approved another event just for this owner of the doggy door. For dogs to be brought down to Central Park again. And I don't.
The dogs are not on Central Park.
They were all over Central Park.
But wait a minute. The approval was for Garfield to Canton, which is not on Central Park.
Garfield is adjacent to Central Park. Is it not?
North of Garfield.
Okay.
That's the area of the street they closed.
So
Garfield was open.
Let me respond to Woody, if I could. That is intentionally undermining the law. The law says dogs are not allowed in Central Park. And it is intellectually dishonest to say, okay, 2 feet this way, you can have dogs. Knowing full well that hundreds of dogs are going to run over to that green space, I called the sergeant on duty at the Winter Park Police Department, and they were having a heck of a time trying to get all the dogs out of Central Park. This city created a problem for its own police department. We had staff, correct me if I'm wrong, John, but you had staff out there asking people to leave. We had a lieutenant out there asking people to leave, and the lieutenant had so many people breaking the law that he couldn't even write a citation if he wanted to. We're paying for that. So why even have the law if you're going to undermine your own law?
Well, technically, we weren't paying for it.
Is this the source of the mayor's complaint that our members were adversely enforcing things that they had no business doing?
Yes.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, the mayor said, Mr. Collado can he made a presentation to the city commission day before yesterday, and the mayor said you have a member or your board is acting out of their authority trying to enforce rules. Tell them not to do that.
Well, let me tell you something.
Well,
the mayor is one member of a 5-member commission. He has no more authority than any of those other elected commissioners.
Okay.
And that is his personal opinion, one of 5 people. And he does not usurp the law. I don't care who he is. We don't have any kings in this country. He's a mayor. He's one person with one vote, period. And I am a resident. And my opinion is just as valuable as yours and anybody else on this board. And I'm a volunteer resident, and I am here to ask questions. And I'm not going to apologize to the mayor or to you or anybody else for expecting that the people in this city follow the same law. There isn't a law for the guy who owns the doggy door and a separate law for me.
The doggy door was not in the park. They were north of the park. And
the doggy door is two doors down from Central Park, and they are continually agitating the Parks Department on purpose. I believe they're doing it on purpose. I think they want dogs in Central Park, and they're continually undermining the law. They know that there's no dogs allowed in Central Park.
Yeah.
They know that.
Well,
but
this event snuck up on me. I would have suggested that we put a fence one of those red fences around the around the park.
Where are the dogs going to do their natural business?
But I have an issue that if the event wasn't in the park and it wasn't adjacent to Garfield, then why did this department even get involved?
I don't know. Mr.
Because they know their dogs are going to be in Central Park.
And that to me is a city issue. Okay, if you're not supposed to approve this,
this is
the mayor doesn't care what I think. The mayor does not care. He does not represent
all the other four commissioners. You know.
That's where it's routed to. And that's where any special event that comes
around. Then any special event, why should it come for this board? If it involves the park department, see, that's where I'm getting it. Then how do we know as a board what should come to us and what shouldn't?
That type of thing is sent around in case there's a road race or something that conflicts with it. It's really more or less looking at
it's not your approval.
The schedule.
It's not your approval. It's just saying there's no conflicts.
It's just saying, is there a problem that you see?
And you don't see a problem with dogs in Central Park?
And I fully stated the problem.
Yeah. Where did you state the problem as? I didn't see the email.
Dogs aren't allowed in Central Park.
Laura, please make sure that the application form states clearly that dogs are not allowed at any time within Central Park property. The event promoters will be held responsible for compliance of their attendees with the Central Park policies on pets. Failure of compliance may result in denial of future events.
Okay, then this is what I would propose. I would propose that I move that we hold the doggy door responsible for the violation of the Central Park ordinance permitting dogs in the park, and we ask the Parks and Recreation Department and the Police Department to estimate the number of violators that were in Central Park, and we fine the doggy door for each and every dog that was in the park.
But I don't know if that's under our board's authority. Is it?
Well, isn't that what you just said, John? You said you're going to hold them responsible. Isn't that what you recommended?
I'll hold them responsible for compliance with the ordinance.
Right. And since they didn't comply...
I didn't say we would fine them.
Well, how do you hold them accountable for non-compliance?
Is there a fine?
There is a fine for the people...
I think the compliance...
I think I'll leave that up to Tom, who was there at the event.
I don't know if that's our authority, Bonnie. I want to go back to that.
You couldn't.
That parked in a lot and to get to the festival cut unknowingly across the park and find the doggy door for that. How could you possibly find it?
Because, they were put on notice that if there were dogs in the park for their event, that they would be held responsible.
I would read that to say that if it happens again, we won't renew you next time.
Our leverage is to not recommend approval next time.
But you're going back to you're approving it. That's where I have an issue. Why are we even approving this thing?
Yeah, we're not doing anything.
I don't understand that. It's either our park, it's either our parks board's responsibility to approve it or deny it, or somebody else's department. And I understand the scheduling thing.
This is,
you know, you made it very clear you have to comply. But I don't, just like signs, are signs under the parks department or is the doggy thing under some other department in the city?
Yeah.
Well, you know, for once, I think the city was doing the right thing by actually asking all the department heads to weigh in on this issue, because it's John's responsibility as the director of the Parks Department to look at how this is going to impact what is under his purview. And Central Park is under his purview. And John, respectfully, you failed to point out that there are no dogs allowed, and to say, I'm going to hold you accountable, is saying nothing at all, because you knew dogs were going to be in Central Park. That's exactly what happened the last time they had an event on Garfield. Dogs all over Central Park. So why didn't you say, as the director of the Parks Department, my recommendation is not to approve this event because I fully anticipate dogs will be in Central Park? I don't understand that.
Well, it shouldn't be our board's responsibility to say that.
It wasn't brought to our board. That's the problem. It never was even brought to our attention.
Yeah.
So, John, would you answer that, please?
We don't have anything to do with that.
Well, this, again, this mechanism that is in place right now, the animal ordinance has been proposed by this board, is going to the city commission. That will clearly interpret what the intent of the ordinance is. We have enforced this the same way for all these years, and until the city manager, who is my direct boss, or the city commission informs him to direct me to change our interpretation and our action on this ordinance, we're not going to do it.
Okay, but that's not what I asked. My question was, since you obviously expect that dogs on Park Avenue...
I expect dogs on Park Avenue every Saturday with the farmer's market.
Okay, I understand that. But we're talking about an event that is dog-centered, that's promoted by the Doggy Door right there on Park Avenue. Since you expect that there are going to be more than the usual number of dogs in Central Park, why didn't you recommend not allowing it instead of warning the owner, we're going to hold you accountable?
I was giving them the benefit of the doubt to enforce it on their own.
Why would you give them the benefit of the doubt when they already broke your directive with the dog costume contest?
Because it was the right thing to do.
What does that mean? Why is that the right thing to do?
I don't know. It's just the right thing to do. It's the way we've done it. They have...
It's the right thing to let one business owner continually break the law?
No.
I don't understand.
He's meeting all the intents of the code at this point.
He's not breaking the law.
No, he's the...
Who's he?
The Doggy Door.
Oh, sure he is. He's having dog events right near Central Park, knowing that dogs are going to go in Central Park. But I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming him.
Park.
I'm blaming Mr. Holland, who's paid over $100,000 a year to run the Parks Department and enforce the law. I am blaming Mr. Holland.
No, my job is not
and
to
I'm
enforce
asked,
the law.
Well, your job is to make recommendations.
Yes.
And in this case,
and
you failed to...
I made the proper and the right recommendation in this case.
Well, okay.
Will you disagree with John?
We disagree.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
That's okay. We just need to move on. But I wanted the process to work better if the board should be involved with recommending something so there's not this issue, then something that's going to affect the park of this magnitude probably should come here at least for some discussion in the future. I mean, so at least we know about it, because if it's going to affect Central Park, which there are definitely rules, I would think that it would come... It should come here, or somebody else has got to take it, and then you got to say, "Hey, this is a problem, or this isn't a problem," and go from there.
Here's the problem.
It seems like there's
Bonnie does
too many hands in the pot,
good
John.
Point. You can't have an event like that and not expect people to take their dogs at this event.
I agree,
right.
Herb. But
I mean, that was that's
part
but,
of
but,
agree.
But if this board
Where
had said we're going to write a letter and say to say to whatever department that's approving it, we don't want this, we're putting it on record, we don't want this because of this, then that's what we should have done. That's what this board should have recommended. Maybe you didn't agree, that's okay, we don't always agree. Or this board could have done it, and that's what we should have done, I think, Bonnie, for this instance, is we as a board, if this is the board felt or came up with, we're writing an official letter, city manager, city commission, and the department head that approved this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a event that we do not recommend, and this is why we don't recommend it.
All right, John, do you agree then that in the future you would not recommend approval of the Doggy Door having a dog-centered event down in central, the central location that it's been having in either Garfield or Park Avenue?
I will take this board's recommendation to the city commission.
Yeah, I think
but that's taking it to the city commission isn't the same as agreeing that you would recommend not to approve it in the future.
Why don't we suggest...
Wait. I would like
but I don't,
Mr.
I think
Holland
I don't know. I can't give
answer.
You that. You're asking me to look into the future on a crystal ball.
No,
and
I'm
I
not.
Can't tell you
no,
what
no. Okay, let me ask
I would
it.
Do.
Let me ask it clearly. When we had this discussion about the doggy costume contest, you said in your email and in during the minutes of that meeting, you said, or the record of the meeting, you said, if there are dogs in Central Park, we will not approve this in the future. So please make sure you follow the rules, no dogs in Central Park. So if I take you at your word, that would mean you would not recommend approval of the dog costume contest next year. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
Okay. So then if we then talk about the Dog Art Festival, again, you made the same admonition to the dog owner or the Doggy Door owner. If there are dogs in Central Park, we're not going to approve this event again. So is it fair to say that you would not recommend approval?
I would say that could be a fair statement.
Okay. Then, I'm sorry, go ahead, Herb.
Well, why don't we eliminate the problem by requiring dog events to be held at Fleet People's Park, where we do allow dogs?
Yeah, but that's where I get this. I agree with that.
I mean, we've
but,
got a park. It's huge.
But if I went down to the city and decided to do an event between on North Park Avenue, and it was an animal event, not a dog event, or something else, how do we even know, the Parks Board even know that event's going on? It hasn't even come here. See, it's not under our department. It doesn't get approved here because it's a, what department, technically, John?
Code enforcement.
Code enforcement. So that's why I think there's got to be a mechanism. Either John sees this and says, well, this is an issue. I need to bring this to the board. Or we need to say to somebody, hey, these events with animals that are around Central Park need to come before this board, or we're asking them to come before this board. Because it's a code enforcement thing.
Okay. Right? To expand on that scenario,
okay,
this board, it may well come to this board and this board denies it.
Yeah, and it could get approved.
Then it'll go right to the city commission and get approved.
And John, that's happened many a time to this board. That's okay.
Well, you don't know that it'll get approval, though. I mean,
no, I don't.
It might get denied and it get returned, just like a fee waiver. So I think it's the process.
My concern is the doggy door is going to go to Mr. Holland next year, and it's going to say, okay, now we want to hold a doggy Christmas festival. And John's going to say, well, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's the right thing to do.
No, well, not based upon past performance. I'm not.
Okay.
I just want to know what your limit is
because they broke it once.
No, they.
But they've broken it twice.
Personally, I don't think it's possible to have an event in downtown Winter Park
that's an animal
inviting room. Dogs and not have them in Central Park. I just don't think it's done.
And it needs to be.
And my point was that we have a venue for dogs.
Absolutely,
and
we do.
We're not using it for that purpose. Mm-hmm. And why not? It's a great place.
It's not on Park Avenue.
Yeah, but that's.
Well, so what? People got cars, they drive. People are just as likely to go to Fleet People's Park. In fact, probably more dog people would end up there because they know where it is. Mm-hmm. There's lots of parking.
Okay. Well, the process is what I want to make sure is clean and we understand. So we could make a recommendation down the path. I understand your concerns.
Absolutely.
Too.
Well, I would like to move that the board, I don't know if we just draft a letter or if it comes from John, he drafts the letter, but a letter to the city commission, a copy to the code enforcement that just advised, so that we have documented on record that there was this event in October for the costume contest and that there were many dogs in Central Park, that there was another event for an art festival and again by the same business owner, many dogs again in Central Park, and that we strongly recommend no further dog-centered events be approved on Park Avenue or any street adjacent to Central Park. And I guess that's a formal motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Would you entertain to say, instead of recommend no further events, to say that it causes this issue and that the Parks Department, you know, it,
well,
I would almost like to say we don't recommend any further events because that goes way down the road. I don't know what event could come. But mm-hmm. to say this has caused a major problem for parks and the department mm-hmm. and causes this ordinance to be violated if these types of events go on in the Central Park area.
Could we add to that we have a venue for animals?
Yeah, we have a venue, an adequate venue.
And then we would prefer that be used? Or that,
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I think these are obvious. Maybe we should ask our police officer if he would like to give us some recommended language, because I think we need to bring it to their attention in a constructive way.
Because I think it's unfair to ask park department personnel and the police department to manage this kind of an event when it's way out of control. I mean, you know it's going to be out of control. Mm-hmm. And when we have a place to do it, you know, yeah. I mean, so many cities don't even have a dog park, but we have a place.
Maybe recommendation is that we get staff to draft a letter, and then we can review it and see what changes we want to make from it, Bonnie, instead of maybe saying all future events, and we're drawing the line in the sand
we kind of need to when it comes to an animal-centered event that's right near, on or near Central Park, because, I mean, and I've asked this question of you guys before, does everybody agree we don't want dogs in Central Park? And everybody loudly says, yes, no dogs in Central Park. So if that's the law and that's what everybody seems to agree on, why are we continuing to undermine it.
I'm not trying to condone it. I just want to make sure that the language is correct and how strong or harsh it is or what direction we want to say. Maybe explain the issues that it's causing and breaking the law instead of saying...
I don't disagree with that.
Hey, here's the line in the sand. We don't want to say any other events. I'm not saying I support these events at all and that doesn't cause a problem, but I just want to make sure the verbiage is correct instead of seeming like we're way out in left field.
I understand that.
Jerk reaction. I think it also should go to the city manager.
What if they put the event on campus?
We're like this. hold on.
I'm just intellectually curious.
We can talk about that. Let's vote on this.
Let's vote on 1792.
Where would we take the dog? I mean, where do people take the dogs to do what they naturally do?
I agree.
I think you create a situation where people are forced to break the law.
Yeah.
I think that's the bad part.
Well, if the event's on Canton, for example, where are you going to park? You're not parking on Canton. You're going to park somewhere else, and then you're going to walk your dog to Canton.
Well, there are dogs on Park Avenue constantly.
I understand.
My dog walks across the street right by the park to do his business twice a day over on the railroad tracks. And so the answer is, where do they do it? They do it on the railroad tracks. Or you clean it up. You know, I carry a plastic bag with me all the time. But
that defeats the ordinance that says no dogs in the park.
Right.
Letting them in there and just cleaning it up.
He doesn't go in the park.
Well, I understand, but I bet you couldn't get 10 people who would want to go over there.
Mr. Woodall, wouldn't Fleet People's, just since it's already a dog park, be the appropriate place?
If you are paying the exorbitantly high rental rates on Park Avenue, why can't you have it in front of your store?
You've got it backwards. They chose to come to that location.
We didn't sign the lease.
We don't accommodate that.
The lease doesn't include that.
They went from that corner to Baldwin Park, and then they picked this other spot, knowing full well dogs aren't allowed in Central Park. So why would we bend our rules to accommodate a business owner?
They came to our venue.
They didn't ask to bend the rules, you know. They got the thing approved, and they did. And so we didn't like that, and so they went on Park Avenue.
But Bonnie makes a good point. Beyond their front door, they have no more rights than any other citizen. I don't care how much rent they pay. They don't own the sidewalk. They don't own the street.
They pay too much rent. That's not our fault.
That's not our problem. And they don't have any access to anything beyond that.
Well, that's why they want the event there and not in Fleet People's Park. It's their store there.
I have heard discussion of the possibility of going, a group of dog lovers, I guess, going to the city commission and asking for a policy that would create a waiver of the ordinance for Central Park, where they could use the park.
Of course.
So that would eliminate the violation of the codes, you know, similar to the alcohol ordinance. City Commission would waive the dog ordinance and they would use it.
And that's right.
A lot of different scenarios that are coming, you know, forward with this, so.
Who are the dog lovers that you've heard of that are going to do that?
I've heard that for years.
You didn't hear something recently?
I've heard talk of it.
From?
From city manager, myself, and I don't know where.
Talk of it? I don't understand.
Just as that as a solution.
A proposed solution that you and the city manager have
been around
coming
for
up
years.
With?
No, we did not come up with that.
Okay.
Even the proposal of turning the Garfield between Garfield, the property between Garfield and Canton along the railroad tracks into a dog walk area where you could walk the dogs. There's landscaping and grass and everything back there that would give them a spot to take their dogs to relieve.
There are plenty of people that walk in that area. That's where I go every single morning.
Yeah.
And I clean it up if he doesn't do it on the tracks, but there are plenty of people there. But all you got to do, Bonnie, is go. We go to Panera Bread almost every single morning for coffee. And that is one of the biggest rumor mills in Winter Park. The great advantage is almost everybody is sober at 7:30 in the morning, but you can hear rumors about anything you want to hear, and I guarantee you there will be dog owners there that will say, let's let dogs go into Central Park.
I'm at Panera on a regular basis. I'm sorry, I haven't heard that, and I don't know why we're talking about rumors.
I've seen you once or twice at Panera.
Right.
I am there every single morning.
That's good.
You always go to Panera. I don't know what rumors. I don't know what speculating about what rumors have to say.
We need to vote on your,
I don't understand what that means.
On your motion.
All right.
Because I think there's a first and a second, and there's a motion proposed and a second.
Oh, gosh.
Is there a second?
I don't, yeah.
We did.
We had discussion.
I don't remember my motion.
And that's
well, you can rescind it and repropose it.
Write a letter.
I asked to dummy it down a little.
Oh, okay. I understand.
So why don't you restate your motion for the record? That John craft a letter, I think.
That John craft a letter, I guess, to come back for us for approval, directed to the city commission and a copy to code enforcement. I guess the other city manager, of course, and the other department heads, recommending that we would highly discourage, if you will, any more animal-centered events being held on Park Avenue. Or any street adjacent to Central Park.
And describing the problems or the
yeah, and to describe the problems that we've had recently with the doggy door, the two separate events.
And the issues that causes.
And the issues that are caused by that, such as park personnel working overtime, police department working overtime, et cetera.
We don't pay those guys overtime. Johnny and Ronnie were both out there. They're exempt, so it didn't cost us a penny.
Yeah, well, it did.
Maybe in their peace of mind.
They're doing something that they could otherwise be doing more constructive.
I think Tom was there also.
Did we recognize Ronnie as being employee of the